Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story for summer. Imagine, if you will, a salty sandy beach with ocean waves crashing against them. In the horizon, we can see seagulls and sailboats. There's a long dock that you can jump off of and swim in. And sitting on a hill next to this beautiful beach is a beautiful blue cottage. Let's read about it. It's called The Little Blue Cottage. It's written by Kelly Jordan, and it's illustrated by Jessica Courtney Tickle. I got a tickle from her last name. Get it? Because her last name is Tickle. It's funny. Okay, so today's story is read by Mommy and...
What is your name? What are you? Who are you and what are you? Hey!
Pikachu.
Pikachu. Mommy and Pikachu hanging out. What we always do. Here we go.
The little blue cottage sat by the bay, where pelicans flew and orange foxes played. All year, the cottage waited for summer to return, and with it, the little girl.
When the weather grew warmer, she finally arrived. The cottage whistled and hummed and filled with light. Nose to window, the girl gazed at the waves and whispered,
"You are my favorite place."
And in the picture, we can see the family has arrived and the little girl is sitting in a window seat. Do you know what a window seat is? It's just what it sounds like. It's a window that has a seat built underneath it so that you can sit comfortably with your nose next to the window and look out the window.
Bed.
Well, the bed is right next door. This is just a soft, cushiony spot that she has found.
Gray dolphins dove, and white seagulls sang, and bright-colored boats bounced over the bay. And when nighttime came, the rocking chairs creaked. Waves lulled the girl and her cottage to sleep. Have you ever heard waves out your window at night?
Some people live right next to the beach, and they can open their windows, and they can hear the waves going whoosh. Or they live next to a lake. Those are very lucky people. They can hear the water. And some people live in the big city where they hear traffic. Beep, beep. And some people live in the fields where they can hear the grain
and corn.
Rustle. Mm-hmm. And corn. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And some people live in the desert where they hear woo-hoo, woo-hoo, the barn owls making noises sitting on their cacti. But this girl listens to waves, and that's pretty nice. Let's see what happens next. Okay, then it was fall, and the girl left again. And as the leaves turned gold, the little blue cottage sighed. And when winter time came, the girl stayed away, while the little cottage shivered through snow and ice and rain. And then summer came, and the dolphins splashed, and the blue cottage hoped, waiting for the girl in the red clay road. See, in the pictures, we can see the red clay road is what they used to drive up to the big, beautiful cottage. And eventually, a honk, honk echoed around the bend, and the girl had come back to the cottage again. And we can see there's kids out in a rowboat, and there's a rowboat waiting to be used. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of fun stuff going on here. The cottage smelled like bacon and pancakes and popcorn, and the little girl smelled like syrup and sunscreen and sea. The girl cuddled close in her favorite nook and whispered, "I miss you when I am away." Well, that is a compliment indeed. I would miss that little girl too if I was that cottage. When heat filled the cottage, the girl stayed outside. They must not have air conditioning. You know, a lot of places don't. The cottage kept watch as she caught fireflies. Do you know fireflies are an interesting little bug? Their behinds kind of light up. But you know, there's some parts of this country where they call them lightning bugs. It's true. I'm not making it up. Okay, she swam like a mermaid and yelled in the wind, "Faster, faster, and again, again." Whoa. When thunderclouds gathered, the girl hid indoors, where it was cozy, safe, quiet, and warm. Wild waves crashed, and the world filled with water as angry winds howled. The little cottage stood strong. Oh my goodness, in the picture, it looks like it's some sort of tsunami. I don't know. Look at how big those waves are. They're practically up on her front door. The whole beach. You can't even see the beach, can you? It's a big storm. Year after year, and night after day, the girl and the cottage, the sun and the rain, they grew up together. From summer to summer, the little blue cottage, the little bay girl. Oh, I see what's going on here. At first, she's just little, and then she's medium, and then she's big. See how the puppy is growing with her? In the pictures, we can see there's a little puppy, and then the puppy's a dog, and then there's an old dog just laying on the beach or on the dock, not wanting to play. Then one summer arrived, and the girl stayed away. The cottage waited and waited. The kitchen was silent, smells of syrup fading. The boat went unused and games went unplayed. The cottage sat empty and dimming to gray. Through holidays, heat waves, and hurricanes, while years came and went, along with the hope that the girl would appear on the red clay road. And then, one day, a faint beep beep echoed in the drive, and gravel crunched under her feet, and the little cottage cried, "At last!" The girl, now a mother, had finally arrived. The cottage whistled and hummed and filled with light, and the girl opened the windows and breathed in the waves. "I missed you," she whispered, "while I was away." And, she's going to do great things for this house, I can tell. She repainted the cottage so it once more gleamed blue. It was just like new. It was just like always. The rooms filled again with family and seashells and songs, and the little cottage beamed bright as the days lingered long. And gray dolphins dove, and white seagulls sang, and bright colored boats bounced over the bay. So in the picture, we can see when the girl came back, she brought her dad, who's now an old man, right? And I think this must be her husband and her daughter. She has a daughter now. Let's see what happens. When nighttime came, the rocking chairs creaked and waves
lulled the girl and her cottage to sleep. And I can't help but wonder if, so in the pictures, we have seen that there's a new baby girl. I can't help but wonder if maybe the girl will give the cottage to her baby girl. And then her baby girl will have the same kind of friendship that she had with the cottage. What do you think?
Yeah,
the baby girl will give it to her girl, and then her girl will give it to her. Yeah, and on it'll go and it'll live forever. And I can't help but wonder also, just a thought, if all the people who ever loved this cottage will want to live in it all year round. Seems like they only use it at summertime, like a summer house. But I think I would probably want to live there in the fall, too. I just can't imagine that it wouldn't be pretty then. You know? Or maybe all the time. But that's just me. And that is also the end.
Ba-ba-ba.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.